This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. We were looking last time at some of the very specialized physical attributes of the beaver, the Northwest's largest rodent. Its double insulating fur coat, specialized teeth and lips, transparent eyelids, its ability to close ears and nose, and even to chew underwater, that all work together marvelously to make the beaver perfect for its water environment. Engineers, as we said before, are specially trained to alter habitat beneficially and by design. The beaver, though just a rodent, also alters its habitat. For example, the beaver is more comfortable in water, so it adapts its environment for the defense of itself and its family. So, if the habitat does not have the necessary water level, the beaver will construct its own dam to obtain that water level required. And interestingly, each dam is a little different. A beaver may work alone or with family members to build its dam, but it uses piled logs and trees secured with mud, masses of plants, rocks, and sticks for its building materials. Although the average tree used for construction of a dam is 4 to 6 inches across the stump, use of trees up to 150 feet tall and 5 feet across have been recorded. If necessary, a beaver will actually build canals in order to float and transport heavy objects such as branches and logs for food and for construction. Then, after the water level is stabilized, den construction begins. The den, a large chamber averaging 2 feet wide by 3 feet long by 3 feet high, is used as a food cache, rearing area, and general home. Dens are of two types depending on water level fluctuations. Bank dens are simply dug into the stream or riverbank with a mass of sticks, mud, and rocks constructed over the top of the den. Lodges are constructed of the same materials as bank dens, but are located where the water level is more stable and slower moving, like in a pond or a lake. These may have several tunnel exits with at least one above the high water mark and another below the low water mark. These dwellings are amazing structures, and I want to talk more about them next time. Proverbs 24:3 states that by wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. Indeed, house-building wisdom is not the sole province of humans. And the house of a similar animal, the badger, in Proverbs 30, is given to exemplify wisdom. But the wisdom and understanding guiding its house-building is not due to the beaver's own knowledge and intelligence. Really, these animals are just large rodents, not engineers. Perhaps we should place the credit for their remarkable skills where it is due, at the feet of the very source of all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the beaver's mighty, ingenious, and omnipotent creator, Jesus Christ. So until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.